Thank you so much for coming over. It means so much to me that you're helping me when I'm sick. Yeah, you know I can't take care of myself for shit. Well, being my best friend for years has taught you that I clearly have no concept of taking care of myself. Do you remember that one time in college when you called me and I told you that I was making myself chicken soup to feel better and you came over and I was making ramen? Yeah, that was a low. But you're right. It was not as low as the time that I thought an acceptable hangover remedy was a shot of vodka with some tomato juice in the morning. Oh my gosh, what would I do without you? You are always, always the one that comes in to help me whenever I feel bad, whenever I'm sick, whenever I'm in a bind, whenever I get into some interesting situations and potential trouble. You know, a lot of people say that your best friend is the person that you'd be sitting next to in jail, not the person that would bail you out. But I gotta say, I think it's better this way. Well, I think we make a really good pair. I'm the wild one, and you're the safe one. Oh, no. Please don't take it like that. I don't mean it in a bad way. I just mean that you're the level-headed one. You are always there when I need you, and you're the wise one who always knows what to do, who always has an answer, who always has a remedy. And I really appreciate that, and I feel like sometimes I take that for granted. Oh, thank you. Let me take that. Thank you so much for making this tea for me. You do make the best tea. And this is also my favorite Star Wars mug. So, I appreciate that you did that too. No, get your own mugs. I told you you can't take this one. Any of the other ones but this one. You can take back any of the other ones that you've given me on any other year except for this one, because this is my favorite. And you gave it to me for Christmas because you know not only my love for hot chalky, but also my love for tea. And you know of my undying love for anything and everything that is make-believe. I know, you also have an undying love for anything and everything that is make-believe. What do you mean? I didn't really understand what you meant when you said that you sometimes feel like we are in a world of make-believe. I don't understand. Will you stop it? Every time you start with that, it's embarrassing. No, we are not in a world of make-believe because I'm perfect. Because I'm not perfect. No, you just say that because you're my best friend and you want to make me feel better about myself, even though I'm a total dweeb. And I am just like any other girl. Yes, I know you've dated a lot of women. I've been here for every single one. And I am just like all the rest of them. There's nothing special about me. I don't know why you always bring things like that up. I mean, I'm not special. I'm not different. I'm just your best friend. Yeah? Well, I obviously know you think I'm funny because I do have the best jokes, and you have not stopped laughing for the last 10 years. You think I'm beautiful too? Oh. Thank you. I definitely don't feel beautiful right now. I look like absolute shite with my hair all disheveled and my PJs all wrinkly from being in bed all day and my face looking like shit and my nose all red and stuffy, and I definitely would believe you if you told me at a better time, but right now I'm not believing you on that point. Yeah? Oh, you've always thought that I'm beautiful? No, I've never noticed you looking at me. Honestly, I just thought that you saw me as another one of the guys, and I never thought you saw me like that. Oh, I guess I thought that it was just the way that you were. I didn't think you were really saying those things because you felt anything for me. I What? Have I ever thought about us being more than friends? Because you like me as more than a friend? Wow, it is really hot in here, or is my fever back? I don't know. Whew, oh boy. Yes. yes, I have thought about us being more than friends, but I never thought about it more than twice because I didn't want to ruin what we have, and I'm just your geeky best friend. I mean, your girlfriends are way hotter than me and way smarter than me and way cooler than me. I mean, your last girlfriend was a rocket scientist, for God's sake. Yeah? Well, what is it that I have that they don't have? I don't get it. Oh. I suppose that they don't know you like I do and love you unconditionally like I do, in a friendly way, very friendly way. Just very friendly. It's a love. It's a friendly love. Yeah, very, very friendly, very non-judgmental. Yeah, wow, you are very, very close to me right now. I wouldn't do that if I were you. Your face is really close, and you know I'm sick. You don't want to get sick. Nervous? I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous. No. Yeah, you know exactly what's happening right now. You know exactly when I get nervous. Fuck. I can't lie to you. You wanna what? You wanna kiss me? Are you sure you wanna do that? I mean, if you do, you'll get sick, and that's just no fun, but your lips do look so soft and so warm. No, please, please do continue. Wow. Wow. I never expected that to happen. That's you are very good at that. Well, thank you. I have practiced a lot. You'd like to practice a little more with me? Let me just set my cup down. Yeah, come back here. Yeah, I definitely like it. Oh, when you kiss down my neck like that. Yeah. You wanna lick my nipple? Yeah, I suppose that's a good idea. Yeah, I think going on to the other one is a good idea too. Oh yeah, you're doing a great job taking care of me. Yeah, that's very good. Just a little bit harder. Yeah, just a little bit harder, stack it like that. You've always wanted to do this. You've always wondered what it would be like to suck my big tits. Well. You're doing a great job. Yeah. So very good. Yeah, spied it just like that. inside my nipple hard. Oh, you didn't know that I liked it rough? Oh, sweetheart, you are in for quite the surprises. Oh, and apparently so am I. You sure you want to do that? Yeah. Oh, I definitely want you to do that. Oh my god. Oh. How do you get your tongue to move like that on my clit? Oh. You want me to? You want me to ride your face? Oh, you don't have to tell me twice. That feels so good. You have some explaining to do. Oh, now you're so good at that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, flick your tongue around like that. Around. Oh, close your lips around my clit. Oh, suck hard. Oh, bite it. Oh my god. Stop. No, I don't want to come. Why? Because I want to come on your cock. What? I'm sick, not dead. I could still ride cock. Besides, you have done such a good job taking care of me that I think it's time I take care of you. Just lay back. Get comfortable. And let me just sink all the way down. All the way down onto your cock. Yeah. Nice and slow. I've always wondered what it would be like to fuck you. Yeah, I have. You seem like such a soft, gentle, sweet, careful, considerate lover. And I wanted to know if that was true. You definitely strike me as a type that likes it nice and slow, just like I'm fucking you now. Yeah. You feel so very good inside of me, sweetheart. Oh, we should have done this. ages ago. Yeah. You want me to go even slower? Yeah. Oh, you love feeling really tired. Wet pussy around your perfect cock, huh? You've thought about it before. Tell me. You've thought about fucking me before. Yes. That's it, sweetheart. Pull my hips down. Yeah. I'm sorry. It just feels so good. I can't help it. Yeah. Here. You're gonna come? You're gonna come for me riding your cock? Here. Let me kiss you while you come. Comfort me, sweetheart. Oh, God. Oh, good boy. Let me ride out your orgasm. Dripping out of me onto your cock. Let me clean it up. That was really good. Yeah. Oh no, I feel much better. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh no, I think that was exactly what I needed. Yeah. You think? Well, I guess the only thing I need to say about that is that if I'm that good when I'm not at my 100%, Just imagine what I'm like when I'm at full health. Yeah. Of course, I'd love another kiss. Thank you for taking care of me. Well, of course, if you knew this is what your payment would be, you would have done it a long time ago. I think you should take care of me more often. Don't you think?